Good morning, everyone. We'd like to thank everybody for coming out to the Commissioners Court meeting, regular scheduled meeting for May 15th, 2019. I will lead us in prayer, and then Commissioner Nicholson will lead us in the pledge. Pray with me. Father, today, Lord, thank you so much for this beautiful day that you've given us. We just thank you and praise you for all that you do. Father, today we make decisions for our taxpayers, our employees, and all concerned. And we pray, Lord, that you give us wisdom to make those decisions, that we'll act in an orderly fashion, and all will go well in your eyes. Father, we just thank you for our men and women in arms that protect us every day, and ask your blessings and covering for them. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Judge Tefteller's at school, so he dumped this on me again, so good luck. All right. We'll consider and take actions on the approval of, first, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Paula Gentry.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Nicholson to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Payroll changes.
Approve payroll changes.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Nicholson and a second by Commissioner Miller to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Miller and seconded by Commissioner Nicholson to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain. Budget amendments.
Motion to approve. Budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Miller and seconded by Commissioner Nicholson to approve the budget amendments. Are those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
None opposed. Accounts payable.
Make a motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Nicholson, seconded by Commissioner Miller to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? Aye. Let's sign this. This is payroll. Let me sign yours and put it in the basket.
And this is going to be election payroll. All right.
This is election payroll.
Thank you, Ms. Brandy.
You got budget amendments?
Budget amendments.
Here, sign this one.
What is 2D?
That's the item on the agenda.
Oh. You're so good. Wasn't paying attention. Just want to make sure we didn't have to sign it twice. All right. We did budget amendments, now our accounts payable, we did that?
Yep.
Now auditor's reports?
All right, item F is auditor reports to record treasury reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, refund of overpayment of erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, certificate of liability insurance from Ergon Asphalt and Emulsions Incorporated, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests. We don't have any roads of permits.
Okay. Motion to record said items.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Nicholson to record those items. Let's see.
This goes in there.
This one goes in there, but I'm... Is that all of them? I guess that is.
Yes.
That's all of them, I think. Item three is to discuss and take action to approve use of courthouse lawn for Memorial Day service.
Oh, we didn't vote on that.
Huh?
We didn't vote on F.
We didn't vote on that. We had a motion and a second. All those in favor of recording those items?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Item three, discuss and take action to approve use of courthouse lawn for Memorial Day service by the DAV. Any discussion on that?
I'll make it.
What's the date on that?
The date...
Doesn't have a date on it.
It's going to be Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, 7 to 10.
I knew that, but I was looking at miracles. It's the last Monday in this month, isn't it? I'm sorry, I didn't...
Are you fine?
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Miller to allow the DAV to use the courthouse lawn on Memorial Day from 7 in the morning to 10 in the morning. All right, number four, recognize and honor the passing of Chiva, the retired Upshur County K-9 drug dog. That'll be Sheriff.
Oh, we got a vote.
Let him discuss it and we'll make a decision.
We got a vote on...
On what?
Number three.
I keep forgetting to vote. I told you, I need to wear a bow tie. If I had a bow tie, I'd be fine. Motion is second on item number three to allow that. Those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
That will get...
Sheriff, would you talk to us on about Chiva?
We don't have to vote for that, do we?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, good morning. Today, a lot of y'all know is Police Officers Memorial Day, where we owe the fallen officers that have given their life in line of duty a great gratitude and debt for the, that can never be repaid to them for what they've done. And currently today, we've had 1,955 law enforcement officers in the state of Texas that have given their lives in the line of duty to protect the citizens of this great state. During my law enforcement career, if you stay in the law enforcement long enough for whatever reason, a lot of people say that it's because you're crazy, but doors are open, you have opportunities to do things. One of them that I did have an opportunity to do was be a canine handler for 5 years. Mine was a dual purpose German Shepherd, and we had a great bond. So I understand what we're doing today and acknowledging a canine that has passed. Her name is Chiva, with the handler, who is David Thompson. Why don't you come up here with me, David? You know, when a handler takes on a dog, it's like actually making an adoption. You're taking on another family member. Your vacations change. You're sick. Even if you're sick, you still have to get up. You have to feed the dog, take care of him. They become part of the family. Nine times out of 10, when the dog has reached its service time, they're retired. And in a lot of cases, they cannot go to anybody else because the bond has been made so tightly between the handler and the dog that they have to retire and go live with the handler for the rest of their life. Recently, we have found out that Canine Chiva had passed away, and we wanted to recognize her service for the county. To give you a little background on her, she was actually purchased from Four Winds Kennel in Holland, Belgium, Malinois. If you don't know what that is a German Shepherd on steroids, is what I call them. They're fast little critters, they're short-haired, and very high-wired, high-maintenance-tempered dogs. So I'm pretty sure Dave will attest to that. She recently passed away at the age of 14. She worked for the Upshur County Sheriff's Office from June of 07 and was retired in February of 2015. She was a NNDDA certified in narcotics for marijuana, cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine.
We could use her now.
Yeah, we sure could. So today we're going to give Mr. Thompson a certificate presented to him by the citizens of Upshur County and the Sheriff's Office, and I'll read the certificate to you. It's presented to Canine Chiva in recognition for 8 years of loyal dedication and unwavering commitment to the Upshur County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Upshur County, given this day, the 15th of May, 2019. Because I started looking for some records of his past, couldn't find any, so I thought if you had any, bring them up. I know that he's got a folder with him. I know Philip will probably be asking you some fill-in story questions here in a little bit. But thank you very much for the service that your canine partner gave the county. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Sheriff and Deputy Thompson. Item 5 is discuss and take action to approve use of the Upshur County Library and grounds for an ETEX cookout and information day. Is Cynthia here? Would you like to talk to us about that? Tell us what that is.
ETEX is doing their annual appreciation, customer appreciation, and since they're under construction, they're just
going
to use the library this year.
And I think this is already on flyers, isn't it?
It's, what's the date on that?
24th.
24th, it's already on the flyer?
Friday the 24th.
Motion to approve ETEX using the library.
Second.
We have a motion to approve by Commissioner Miller and a motion seconded by Commissioner Nicholson to approve the use of Upshur County Library for ETEX for cookout and information day. those in favor?
Aye.
It'd be a good opportunity to mention any time that we're in use of county facilities, the Commissioner's Court needs to know about it and approve the use of those facilities. It's not, I know all of you take good care of your own facilities and try to work with them and all that, but if it has anything to do with utilizing those for other purposes than what you normally do, it needs to come before the Commissioner's Court. So it's a good opportunity to say that. Number 6 is to discuss and take action to approve the Upshur County investment policy for 2018-19. We've already selected First National Bank as our depository. So we need to approve that in court.
I'm not alone. 2018-19. Why are we just now acting on it in this May of 19?
2019-20 would be the date. It says 2008 policy for 2018-19.
So this is a typo.
It's a typo. It's okay. 2019-20.
Okay. Thank you.
And we'll need to sign this. So I guess we've already approved it. in the last meeting,
This is the investment policy.
Oh, that's the investment policy. I'm sorry. I said First National Bank. I'm sorry.
The next one is
First National. That's right. That's, yeah. I got them. Okay. So we have the resolution for the investment policy. And anybody got any questions about it?
This is the same one we did have, basically. Brandon?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? I'm looking for a motion.
Motion to approve Upshur County investment policy for 2019-2020.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry and seconded by Commissioner Nicholson to approve the Upshur County investment policy. All those in favor, vote.
Aye.
Aye. All those, none opposed. Okay.
Now it's the bank.
All right, yeah, I got off one line. Now, discuss and take action to approve the depository contract between Upshur County and the First National Bank of Gilmer, Texas.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Miller to approve the depository contract with First National Bank. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Let's see. Let's do this. This needs to be signed for the investment policy resolution.
Okay.
And this needs to be signed for the bank depository contract.
Okay.
How are we doing? I know we approved it last court, so are we in the process now? We are in the process. Madam Treasurer, how's that going?
Well.
Going okay? This is your thing. And that needs to go back to Kristen after you sign that, Jay. That needs to
be Kristen.
And this goes in the class.
I said, I need one of those to go in. No, they're not finished.
Judge Tefteller's got to sign off on it.
It's a contract. You know, the judge will sign it when he gets back. Then we'll record it. Then we'll record it if our personal bank hasn't had it.
When will he be back? Monday.
When will he be back, Kristen?
He'll be back here Monday. First National
Bank has to sign it too,
so we'll just
report
it next time.
It's not
okay,
that's fine. I'm still going to
copy it. Just
want
to go ahead.
That's all.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're good on that.
Oh, we got signed.
Oh, was there two signatures on that one?
There's one on the front.
Oh, good deal. That's why you guys are sitting where you're sitting. Did I not sign everything on that one?
Did we miss the front page?
We missed the front page?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's why we have Kristen.
I didn't have
the
sign.
You
didn't
have the thing
that
said sign. Okay. There you go.
That's
that goes
back.
Oh, that's back.
Uh-huh.
That one's
yours. Right.
That's why you don't let them get it.
Right.
They should really have y'all's names underneath there.
Well, we do sometimes. All right. That's that. Next item on the agenda is to open bids for refurbishing and or replacing the Upshur County Justice Center parking lot. Take necessary action. We have two bids. One from Kegel Asphalt. And one from Justin Klepler.
say that three times real fast?
I don't think I can.
There's one, you got an extra one too. So go over that one, they sent three copies.
They did?
Yes, sir.
Look at that in a minute, but I think what we need to do.
I think we need to.
Let Andy take a look at this, as y'all. Andy, would you take a look at these and then bring it back to court next time with your recommendation?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any discussion on any of this until you look at that?
No, sir, I won't look at this.
Okay. All right, so we need to record those.
And then she'll give them a copy.
And I'll give them a copy.
And you'll give those to Andy?
You want the original, you want the envelope?
Yeah. Okay, you want to fix that all up? So there'll be no action on that other than road administrator take a look at it and bring it back to court? Item 9 is to discuss and take action to select the company to be provided, to be the provider of Upshur County Health Insurance Consulting Brokerage Service. We had a, we had the proposals sent in. We've all had opportunity to look at them. We had a workshop, lasted 5-6 hours. We've had time to call, check out references, do whatever. So, any more discussion about that or recommendation?
I make a motion to approve EBC as the new Upshur County Health Insurance Consulting Brokerage Service.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Miller and seconded by Commissioner Nicholson to accept EBC.
Employee benefits consultant.
As our broker, one would like to comment on why you're choosing this particular firm. Oh.
I reached out to all the department heads after discussing and researching, and they all came back with a unified response. That's who they wanted. So,
all right. Well, let me say this. I think that as a part of this, I think we need to form a committee right away. We need to set a date as to when we're employing these, whoever it is. We need to set a date for them to actually be on payroll, so to speak. And we need to have a committee to direct them. We know some of us are employees that have been involved in a committee. Some of us commissioners have been involved. Our treasurer's department's definitely been involved. Our auditing department's been involved. And I think we need to form a committee that will direct our consultant down the road of what we're trying to accomplish for not only our employees, which has been a huge dilemma over 6 or 7 years, but also our get the most bang for our buck and work that out. So what do y'all think about setting a date? And I would assume June 1st would be a good day, because they're going to have to hit the ground, get all the information from our HR department, and get all that done. So what do y'all think about June 1st as a part of your motion? Any problem with June 1st?
June 1st is a Saturday.
Oh, is it?
June 3rd is Monday.
Oh, then I have a problem with the first.
Yeah. Well, you don't work weekends? I thought our consultant worked 24/7, 365.
She does, but I don't.
I would come if we are appointed. I would come on the first.
June 3rd?
What would you rather do that Friday? That following Friday. So June 1st is rolling. So do it.
So whatever y'all want to do.
Just take effect next court as soon as we can get the contract signed.
And that way we're already rolling.
On the 30th.
On court date on the 31st of May.
That's correct.
And what do y'all think about?
You cannot set a committee because it's not on the agenda.
We can talk about it.
I know, but. We've talked about it.
All right. Okay, we'll save that for another agenda item. Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Miller, a second by Commissioner Nicholson to accept EBC as our consultant slash broker effective May 31st. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried, none opposed. All of us voted?
Yeah.
I said aye.
Four of them.
Yeah, I didn't see your hand go up.
I'm still working on that. Old habits are hard to break.
Excuse me. I'm here to represent Rachel Means, just to tell her or tell y'all that she is really grateful. She is really looking forward to working with the county and the employees, and they're going to hit the ground running for y'all. So she really appreciates the opportunity, and I know EBC does as well.
Very much so. And we're going to be running because it's coming.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you.
We're very excited, and thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Thank you all for your proposals.
Okay. Motion carries. Nothing. Move to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Nixon. Oops. We have a... Yes, sir, Mr. Dean.
Well, I'm Steve Dean, and I'm, I have the honor this year to be chairman of the board of Park National. And we want to really express our appreciation to the county for giving us the honor this year of being your depository. We voted a little over 4 years ago to make it a special effort to serve the county. And we've been working on it diligently for 4 years. And for the last year, we've had a committee working on it. Chad Elledge, our chief administrative officer at the bank, has done a great job in presenting and creating the package. And Danny Weems, who is our president and our CEO, has led the way to do that, and we have tried our best to do our due diligence to serve the county. And as the oldest bank in Upper County, we're honored that you bring the business back to Upper County, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank
Mr.
You.
Dean.
Yeah.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.
Okay. This goes in the basket.